Dane County has seen a slight rise in the number of teens committing serious violent offenses over the past decade. That's meant more local teens are ending up at state juvenile detention centers at a cost to taxpayers of more than $80,000 a year per teen. Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk says the new FOCUS program will help keep some of those kids in the county close to their families and engaged in activities that have proven effective in keeping teens from reoffending.
It'll be a residential setting housing 10 young people at a time, and then depending on the child, there is a wraparound set of services that continue for the next 6 to 9 months with them in their homes to make sure they stay on the straight and narrow.
The program is run by the Milwaukee-based St. Charles Youth and Family Services. That group is covering all the startup costs in Dane County and will then charge the county for each teen referred to the program. Director Kathy Connolly says the key to the program's success is a combination of volunteer activities that require the teen offenders to work in community settings like nursing homes and frequent contact with their families.
In some cases, it may just be a mom, it may just be a dad, it may just be siblings, but they are involved on a very regular basis with their families.
The program also includes career counseling and frequent field trips to potential job sites. Dane County Human Services Director Lynn Green says the major savings the program offers the county is that teens will spend only 2 to 3 months in the residential part of the program instead of the 1 to 2 years they might be serving in a state detention center.
We will save money because the kid that we were sending to corrections, we are now hoping will be able to be served through this setting and will get effective treatment shorter term.
The new center is expected to open by the first of next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.